And welcome to the Graveyard Shift on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Kicking things off with a long one tonight that was From Sinking by Isis off their Oceanic disc, released over a decade ago now. So that's how we're kicking off the show, as we do every week, an hour of Massachusetts metal for you. You can follow along on Twitter at Graveyard Shift MA, take the A out of yard, so it's Grave Wired Shift MA. You can also call in. Number here is 617-627-3800. That's 617-627-3800. You can also follow along as well on WMFO.org and check out the show's website at graveyardshiftma.wordpress.com, as well as the Facebook page Graveyard Shift Radio. One thing I mentioned last week that I actually was able to get around to is post at least three of the four interviews that we've conducted over the course of the Graveyard Shift here on WMFO. We have interviews with Brute Mukti, Rise, and Sacred Shapes, all posted and streaming on SoundCloud. Unfortunately, the very first interview we did with Beneath the Burial has been lost to time. I don't think I'll be able to recover it and get it up there, which is unfortunate. But we may have those guys back in studio again in the near future, so stay tuned for that. All right, as always, we will start the show off after a classic. We'll be some new music now, and then we will get to bunch of bands that you can see that will be playing over the upcoming week across the state. So first new song that I have for you this week is from the band Attica. They have their Descent to Agartha Part 1 EP dropping on January 30th, and you can pre-order that now. And we're going to play one of the tracks for you called Initiate, and you're hearing it on the Graveyard Shift, WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Graveyard Shift on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Ramming Speed, which was not quite a new song, but and even though we're a little bit late, that was for Martin Luther King Day, as the band posted recently. They wrote that song inspired by the GOP's attempts at rebranding Martin Luther King Jr. To quote CNN, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. He opposed affirmative action. He grew so radical near the end of his life that he considered renouncing nonviolence. Which of these statements are true? None of them. Don't let those in positions of power rewrite history for their own benefit. We stand with MLK's attempts to fight racism and poverty in America. So, as I said, a little bit late on that song, but wanted to get it in again for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That, again, was Truth to Power from Ramming Speed off their most recent album, No Epitaphs. Before that, you heard Windwalkers with their cover of Justin Bieber's song, The Feeling. They have an album coming out called totally blanking on the name of their new one, but their album will be coming out soon this year, so stay tuned for that. Before Windwalkers was No Sudden Movements with We Carve the Future, which is the title track off of their upcoming album. And before No Sudden Movements was Panzer Bastard with The Devil Wins Every Time off their upcoming Motor Heathen EP. And we kicked off that set with Attica and Initiate off their upcoming EP, Descent to Agartha, Part 1. And now it is just about time to play, or not to play, to give you the concert list, the concert calendar for the week on the Graveyard Shift. This is a list of bands that you can see play throughout the state. And one of them, the Windwalkers, which we just played, you can see this week, so stay tuned. Kicking things off, Wednesday, January 27th, the House of Blues, it's Cradle of Filth, Butcher Babies, and the Obliviscaris. And on Friday, at the Palladium, you can see the Windwalkers will be opening up with for Pathogenic, along with Carnivora, A Fathom Farewell, and Buried Electric. At the 13th Floor Music Lounge, it's Grizzly Curse, Dumpster Fire, Cyperna, and The Maddening Process. Florence American Legion has God of Nothing, Doomsday Morning, Sleepers, Take It Personal, Self-Inflicted, and Eyes of Lilith. And finally, on Saturday, January 30th, you can see at Sammy's Patio, In Depths and Tides, Sentinels, Apollo's Resurrection, Dream of Scipio, Comatose, Pry, Don't Cross the Streams, Justified Insanity, and Eyes of Lilith. There were some shows, other shows that were booked initially for this week that were unfortunately canceled, so definitely check for updates before you check out to some of the more remote venues to make sure that the albums are still, or that the shows are still on. All right, and then, sorry about that, the Windwalkers' upcoming album is called The Shadow Thieves, so stay, keep an eye out for that, and when you'll be able to pick that one up. And now we're going to play some more bands that you can see this week. As I mentioned, along with Windwalkers on Friday at the Palladium, you can see these guys, A Fathom Farewell, and we will play you off their self-titled album, Drowning Limits, and you're hearing it on the Graveyard Shift on WMFO.
Another time. Saying it's my leg, I guess it's a joke.
Hey, it would be nice if I could read. That was the song Rise from the album Drowning Limits by the band A Fathom Farewell. Not as I announced Drowning Limits from A Fathom Farewell, but in fact that was Rise from Drowning Limits by A Fathom Farewell. Now here's Dumpster Fire.
Oh! The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Graveyard Shift on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard In Depths and Tides off of Bioluminescence. That was the Equinox of Warfare. Before that was Take It Personal with I Know Your Kind. Before that was Dumpster Fire with Mammoth Angina off of their Sex Cauldron EP. And we kicked off the second half of the show with A Fathom Farewell and their song Rise off of the Drowning Limits EP. That just about brings us to the end of the show. Going to be wrapping up a little bit early tonight. Before I do, just a reminder that you can check out the full playlist on both WMFO.org and the show's Facebook page, Graveyard Shift Radio. You can also check it out on the show's blog at graveyardshiftma.wordpress.com. You can also go there to check out the interviews that we've done with the band streaming live now. That's with the Sacred Shapes, Rise, and Brute Mukti. Unfortunately, Beneath the Marials interview is not able to be posted. And then you can also follow along, as always, on Twitter at Graveyard Shift MA. Take A out of Yard, so it's Grave YRD Shift MA. And now we have... Let me recap the concert list for you, because we've been playing these bands all night. So we played A Fathom Farewell, which you can see at the Palladium on Friday. Also on Friday, you can see Dumpster Fire at the 13th Floor Music Lounge. And Take It Personal will be at the Florence American Legion. And Depths and Tides will be playing at Sammy's Patio next Saturday, January 30th. And they will be playing along with these guys, Apollo's Resurrection. And to close out tonight, we will play Bringer of Death. So we'll see you next time, next week, same time, same place, for another hour of Massachusetts Metal. Until then, go out, see some local shows, support some local bands, support some local venues. And one of those bands that you can see is Apollo's Resurrection. Again, this is their song, Bringer of Death, on the Graveyard Shift, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Thank God.